Nation, we've got some crazy stuff going on, and now it's starting to affect your money. And some people say, I don't do politics. I only care about my money. I talked to a guy the other day. We're thinking about taking the Reawaken America tour to a different – this is months ago. I talked to a guy, and he says, Clay, I love you. I love America. Yeah, I love the Reawaken tour. I'd love for you to bring the event to my place, but I can't do it because it'll impact my money. And I said, what do you mean your money? He said, because it's Clay, you know, if next thing you know, it's a reputational risk. And I thought, what? So I talked to a pastor. He says, Clay, I love the Reawaken tour. I've been to your events. I support you. I love what you do. Members of my church have suggested that we would host the Reawaken America tour in Las Vegas, but I can't because it would affect our giving, our money. And so I believe in America, one way to wake people up is to mess with their money. And so we're going to talk about on today's show is this agenda to mess with your money. Now, there's a show called Redacted. I feel like it's a well-produced show. They do a good job. And over the weekend, the host of the show interviewed the CEO of Lear Capital. So this is kind of the conversation that took place this past Sunday. And I want people to listen to what was said here. And I'm going to have today's guest break it down. Here we go.
Well, the U.S. dollar continues its downward trajectory, artificially held up right now by all of this fake money. So there are people out there like, the dollar is fine, while the underlying fundamentals are absolutely collapsing. Just look at Italy over the past few days announcing its intention to want to join and settle transactions using the Russian ruble in the BRICS nations, wanting to move away from the U.S. dollar. They now are added to a list of other countries who are trying to move away quickly from the U.S. dollar to settle transactions. They see the writing on the wall. For all of this and more, we wanted to bring in the CEO of Lear Capital, Kevin DeMeritt, who follows this very, very closely, obviously knee-deep in the precious metals space, seeing what's happening with gold and silver and watching this destruction of the U.S. dollar. Kevin, great to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on, Clayton.
So I want to talk about this expansion of BRICS first, because I think there's this total cognitive dissonance in the United States. Really, the mainstream media is ignoring this story. But here you
have... Okay, now I want to bring in Mel Kay to break that down. Mel Kay, welcome onto the Thrive Time Show. How are you?
I am good. Planet chaos continues to wreak havoc on all of our lives, as you just showed. So just watching it go.
Cognitive dissonance. He said cognitive dissonance is plaguing American lives. Let me get your thoughts on just cognitive dissonance and maybe your reaction to that statement there.
Yeah, that's a term that I've learned many times, heard many times in my life. People should know that that's what they say about women and, of course, children that are abused, that a lot of times they look at their abuser, no matter how bad it gets, and make excuses for them. Or something is clear with your eyes and your ears, but you're still saying it doesn't exist. And with this, when we're talking about the central bank digital currency and the de-dollarization in the rest of the world, what Clayton was saying is absolutely true, because Vladimir Putin signed into law a few days ago the digital ruble. And he is not doing away with the dollar there or the ruble there. He's not doing away with gold. Gold actually will be backing the new ruble, but he is offering the option of digital as well. So that is a big deal, because the rest of the BRICS nations are also going to follow suit. And in all of those conversations, the one thing left out is the U.S. dollar. So when it comes to what's going on, we keep hearing this Bidenomics nonsense. If people go look at what's going on and look at the Bidenomics, I even saw some surrogates of him or one of the kids, grandkids of JFK coming out and saying how great he's doing, how well he did with the economy. First of all, that is not true. Second of all, he keeps saying that they've created 13 million jobs. No, 13 million jobs that were lost during COVID have been regained, a lot of them not full-time and other things, but inflation is still on the rise. We have a bank runs last, I think, between the 5th and the 12th of July, up to 78, I believe they were saying, billion dollars are moving out of our banks. And the bottom line is that now with OPEC and Iran and Saudi Arabia also talking BRICS and de-dollarization, and including the Shanghai Exchange and all of that, the U.S. dollar and the U.S. economy are in basically serious danger.
Now, we're in serious danger, and I'm going to pull this up because of this guy here. His name is Rick Rule. He's not a rapper. His name is Rick Rule. He's not a rapper. He's not a wrestler. His name is Rick Rule. A lot of people, when you hear the name Rick Rule, they're like, isn't that the rapper? No. Isn't that the wrestler? No, this is Rick Rule. He's an investment guru. And Mel, he's known for being very, I would say, somewhere between stoic and very academic in how he breaks down the mechanics of the economy. He's been doing this since 1974. He's a financial expert. And he was interviewed on July 19th, 2023, on the Stansberry Research Show, which is yet another show that's very measured. And the host says, how will CBDCs impact our money? And this is what he had to say.
Obviously, if you contract cancer, that is of more concern to you than central bank digital currencies. But I actually do believe that the potential impact on humankind from a central bank digital currency could and would be worse than the cumulative impact of cancer on humankind. The idea that governments, which from my point of view are too powerful and too inclined to war and too inclined to abuse today, would have a tool that would allow them to eliminate people's savings, people's medium of exchange, people's wealth, if those people didn't behave in the way that the big thinkers wanted, is terrifying. The combination of the fairly well-documented social scoring being undertaken now in the People's Republic of China with the ability of central bank digital currencies with built-in features that make them cancelable is absolutely scary. Remember, not too long ago, Daniela, Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada decided that people who had made contributions to a group that was opposed to him politically, the truckers of Canada, should have their bank accounts, their brokerage accounts, and some of their insurance products seized.
Okay, Mel, I don't know that a lot of people know that. I think cognitive dissonance is keeping a lot of people from realizing this. Would love to get your thoughts.
Well, basically, what we do also have to understand is that you and I started reporting nearly, over a year ago on the CBDC trajectory and the Executive Order 14067 and other things. What people weren't paying attention to is also the blockchain and ledger technology that was in the NDAA that was also passed, as well as the $900 billion budget, which has a lot of this AI, a lot of stuff. You know, it's funny, the other day, what you think of Jack Dorsey or not of Jack Dorsey, he opined that at no time should a corporation or state own any part of the global financial system. Basically, it's just dangerous. And we have a lot of other things coming out with OpenAI, Sam Altman talking about a world ID, once not real, but all again, connected to some kind of blockchain and ledger. And the question is, who's controlling that AI behind it? Who will be deciding if your money will be turned off? You will get fined or whatever, depending on who is controlling the algorithm, as our friend Noah Harari told everyone, quite honestly, that we wouldn't understand credit. We wouldn't understand why you'd be turned down for credit or loans or any of that. It would be so complicated, the world financial system that would be behind the CBDC, all the way up to the IMF and World Bank. They couldn't really tell you why you lost money, gained money, got turned down for loans, business loans, got turned down for mortgages, anything like that. When we all know that it is exactly the same people that created the Chinese social credit score and ESG modeling that is right now one of the architects, Eric Schmidt, formerly of Google and Alphabet, is behind the scenes over there in the Biden administration, coming up with the AI Bill of Rights. And what people also have to know is that when you and I came out and did our show on the IRS, 87,000 agents, the more important and scary part of that IRS bill and the technologies and the executive orders was that it would all be controlled by AI. So again, it comes back to going all the way back to technocracy and even what was going on in the beginning of all of this is that now we have a group of so-called experts self-anointed by a totally corrupted bureaucratic government that's gigantic. Don't forget, he wanted a total Marxist communist running the being the comptroller of America. So go along those lines. All because she didn't make it through doesn't mean the mentality didn't. So basically what we have to understand is this would be full track and trace surveillance. And with the ledger technology, with now we have, the satellite system, Internet of Body, Internet of Things, Fourth Industrial Revolution connected to a world ID. And what do you have there? You have a digital, totally controlled gulag. And the biggest factor of will you will live your life the way you see fit and have liberty and freedom and ability to do what you want? Or will the government shut off your money for any reason they want. And actually, in a lot of the wording of what's come out of all these different groups, especially of the Biden administration, you won't have any recourse, A, and B, you don't even have to be told why. We saw Nigel Farage debanked over there in London just recently. And we like he brought up what happened in Canada. We've also seen, it here with Mike Lindell and other people. So people should be very, very angry about this and fighting back state by state. The states are where we can fight the central bank digital currency, ESG score, social credit score, and Agenda 2030, which is what all of this is about anyway.
Now, Mel, I'm going to pull up this clip here. This clip here is probably not going to fire anybody up here, but we need to see it. A lot of people have said, oh, Elon Musk, Twitter. Yes, he's here to save the day. Well, let's be clear. OpenAI is a company started by Elon Musk. OpenAI is a company started by a man by the name of Sam Altman. OpenAI is a company that received over $1 billion of funding from Bill Gates to start. Elon Musk describes OpenAI, and he describes AI as summoning the demon. But let's kind of look at the best of the worst, kind of the greatest hits of Sam Altman and Elon Musk. Here we go, folks.
We're going to have like a very exciting time. Another thing is I think we will get true multimodal models working. And so, you know, not just text and images, but every modality you'd like in one model, able to easily fluidly move between things. I think we will have models that continuously learn. So like right now, if you use GPT, whatever, it's sort of like stuck in time that it was trained. And the more you use it, it doesn't get any better and all of that. I think we'll get that changed. So very excited about all of that. And if you just think about like what that alone is going to unlock and the sort of applications people will be able to build with that, that would be like a huge victory for all of us and just like a massive step forward and a genuine technological revolution if that were all that happened.
I think we're really just going to have to think about how we share wealth in a very different way than we have in the past. Like the fundamental forces of capitalism and what make that work, I think, break down a little bit. And so, you know, is it like some version of like a basic income or basic wealth redistribution or like, you know, some sort of version like that? We're trying to study that. I think it's collectively underexplored.
Effectively merge with artificial intelligence by improving the speed of interaction between our cortex and our tertiary layer.
If you think about it, AI is actually the fastest path to communism. So if implemented correctly, AI could actually theoretically solve for abundance.
And this is no longer science fiction. Increasingly, if you apply to a bank to get a loan, if you apply to some company to get a job, increasingly it's an AI that decides whether to give you the loan, whether to give you the job or not.
When you go to bh-pm.
Okay, let's talk about it. You're seeing all these people here talking about, you're seeing people like Laura Trump now talking about the wise decision is to invest in gold. You're seeing people like Jim Rickards saying the wise decision is to invest in gold. You're seeing Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're all hoarding the Earth's gold and preparation for the introduction of this new programmable central bank digital currency, this gold-backed currency, as reported by Russian state media. So that's happening over here. Then Sam Altman, Elon Musk, and Grimes, the lady friend of Musk, they're talking about how AI is the fastest path to communism and this programmable central bank digital currency, although it's a good thing. Could you kind of help explain the connections? Because I think a lot of people are seeing folks like yourself or now even Cash Patel or Peter Navarro, they're talking about gold and silver, why that's the best safe bet. While over here, they're seeing this introduction of AI and the X app, and they're not seeing how these two connect. And I think there's nobody better than yourself that could kind of take the time needed to explain this so we all understand it.
Well, what you have to also understand is that this has been in the making for a very long time. Elon Musk talked about AppX when he was still, extricating himself from PayPal. Altman has been with him a long time as well. And we also know that Elon Musk is the top contractor, I believe, of the Department of Defense. and the entire satellite system that surrounds planet Earth, that all of this is needed to work, which is the Internet of Body, Internet of Things, and then the fourth industrial revolution, as they speak, needs to use the technology of the satellites that Elon Musk put around the planet to work. So we have to understand that all of these people need each other to make this technology work. Now, what they're all talking about is also, so Sam Altman, former partner of him at OpenAI, he launched this WorldCoin. And WorldCoin needs to also have a digital iris scan to give you a digital world ID that will distinguish humans from AI online, enable global democratic processes, and drastically increase economic opportunity and equality worldwide. So if you think of that, and then you think of some of the investors being the usual friends of the World Economic Forum, such as Reid Hoffman and Horowitz and a bunch of different hedge funds, basically, they're saying that they're rolling out identity technology that would create also and be attached to a WorldCoin token, and individuals can download the app, start the wallet and software, and from that point on, they hope to build this so that this becomes the predominant software worldwide. But what you have to also know is that AppX's goal is to be a marketplace of everything. So when Elon Musk is saying we're going to shut it down or limit it because of scraping, what they're scraping, what they're making money off of, what they're using is our data that we're willingly giving them. And at this point, they're going to try to implement, in my opinion, from what I'm reading about WorldCoin and all of that, a currency that works on that network. But that currency means also you have to have an iris scan of your eye that can also read you over your device. And when you put all of that together, you are actually going to be sold things like insurance, mortgages, everything and anything that you can imagine buying will be able to be bought and sold on AppX with all these different implementations. So what we're talking about is we can decide who's behind this or anything, but we can never forget that all these same people are also in business with CCP China and also aligned with the World Economic Forum. So all of this stuff together means the end of privacy, the end of deciding who knows what about you that will be decided by them. Like Harari says, whoever controls the algorithm controls the world. Klaus Schwab has said many times, whoever's behind the AI and programming the AI is the master, is the leader. We know they don't want nation states. They don't want our Constitution or Bill of Rights to exist. So if you put all this together, they are really centralizing 100%. Most people don't even realize what's happening. And at some point it will be, give us your data, give us your information. We can track and trace you in order to access your money at all. And this is very, very scary. When you have Jack Dorsey coming out and warning about all of this just yesterday, you should know he knows a lot about that. And then his new CEO over there at AppX came out and said this is 2.0 Twitter. It's no longer Twitter. It is now like the world marketplace. So if you put all that together, it's a tremendous amount of power in the hands of one guy.
You know, Mel, what I'm going to do is I want to really land the plane by giving people some action steps they can take today here. I'm going to give people three action steps, and I think these are helpful for everybody out there. I really do believe this will help you. First thing I want to do, folks, is I want to just ask you the question rhetorically is, do you know what's going on? Because I think a lot of times what happens is we don't really sometimes we're not serious about being curious. And a lot of times we just sort of blindly accept that, the mainstream media says, Elon Musk is a good guy. Orange man bad. Elon Musk is a good guy. Woo. The Titanic submarine sank. Oh, no. Woo. Will Smith slapped somebody. Come on. And I think we get so caught up in that. There's a
Jason Aldean song that got banned off the country music. Oh, my gosh. I should take the day off of work and protest.
Bud Light. You. It just. People get distracted, but the main thing that's going to impact your life is if you can't buy or sell. That's going to impact your life. So first off, Mel, if we go to themelkshow.com, you keep all your resources there.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's a great place to go, no matter what you want to research. If you want to research, you know, the financial system, the NGOs, who's behind the curtain when it comes to manipulating almost everything, go to the NGOs, go to the think tanks. You can also, my news sources, both in America and worldwide, that I go to that I think are the best out there. But also we have things, if you want to research who's running in your area, you want to research where the UN World Economic Forum Agenda 2030 or Sustainable Development Goals or any of that stuff, it's all on there. I also have all the WikiLeaks downloads, the FBI vault, which is declassified FBI documents. I have the CIA document declass as well. I have links to a lot of the stuff that I use in my presentations. And I also have a whole section on education and UNESCO, opting out of that, and also a whole section on child human trafficking, how you can get involved, and also how you can help the cause over there. So if you go to the resource page and just scroll down through it, you're going to find something in an area that you, yeah. So if you go down there, there's my where I read every day. I read about, you know, 50 things. I have a lot of opposition playbooks, which people should be reading right now because they have a new one on how to take Trump out before the election by the same guys that did the Democracy Matters playbook and the Facts First playbook and the Transition Integrity Project, Eisen and Dunn and Weissman and all these guys. They have a new playbook out we're going to be adding, so make sure you know how they do it. I have the Beast, that is the NGOs on the left, under slides from my Clay Clark events. I have all of the Soros-connected NGOs there as well. We have all your congressional contacts, no matter where you live. You go there, you put in your state, your county, whatever. We have General Flynn's lawsuit there you can read. We have all of the alerts on the Agenda 2030 that you should know about, an education agenda. I have links to all the trusts, NGOs, foundations, think tanks that run our nation. Everyone knows I believe that right now we have a captured country run by an oligarch of billionaires. And if you go on my site, you can prove it to yourself and then you can share it with people. We all need to be the white hat and the Paul Revere of our time. Every single person has a part to play.
Second call to action I would encourage people to take is, if you haven't been to the Reawaken America Tour, we have just under 300 tickets remaining right now for Las Vegas, Nevada. And the mainstream media, let me tell you just the current questions we're getting from ticket buyers generated by the mainstream media. Ticket buyers are saying, is it true that it has to be outside? No, it's going to be inside. My wife and I did decide to make the call. It's about $600,000 to pull it off, but it's an enclosed air-conditioned facility that will be located 7 miles north of the Trump International Hotel. Someone says, well, how come you didn't do it at a hotel? Well, the Trump Hotel is rolled out the red carpet for us, but they don't have enough room for 5,000 people. So we had to secure a facility in the church and the hotels and the venues that all previously said yes, then said no. They said it's a reputational risk. So we had to build this facility, and it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. And someone says, well, I'd like to see it. Can I see it? Can I? Okay. Well, I had to say no every other show until right now, because just moments ago I got this solidified so I can show people what it looks like. So this is the facility layout here. So this is, you're going to be going to Craig Ranch, which is 7 miles north of the Trump International. And don't judge me, folks, if my diagram changes over time here, because I have to update all this. But this is the Craig Ranch, 7 miles north of Trump International. And this right here is where the tent will be located, or the it's a free span building where we're going to air condition it. And we have a battery of generators and things to make that happen. So we'll have about 5,000 patriots in here. The stage will be here. All the speakers. It's going to be awesome stuff. There'll be a lot of food trucks available. You're going to have a great time. A lot of parking, a lot of restrooms, a lot of whatever. So that is going to happen, folks. So again, if you want to join us, mainstream media has also been reporting that the Reawaken America Tour is trying to profiteer through the selling of facts, or they say misinformation. The Reawaken America Tour, in fact, is very unprofitable. And as I deal with the various legal issues I find myself in, as more and more people get into the legal nuances of the Reawaken America Tour, they discover that I lose money each and every event, but I continue to let you name your price because I know you're the kind of person listening right now. If you can afford to buy a ticket, you're going to. And if you're in a tight spot, you're going to be able to name a price that works for your family. So again, just under 300 tickets remaining for this. Now, again, folks, if you use promo code MELK, M-E-L, okay, use promo code MELK. When you request a ticket, all you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com. And when you request a ticket, you go right here and you go, I'm looking to request a ticket. How do I do it? Looking around, got to request a ticket. How do I do it? And you request right there. When our team calls you, say, hey, I heard about you through Mel K, and you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass to meet all the wonderful speakers at the Reawaken America Tour, Roseanne, Jim Brewer, Mel K, Dr. Peter McCullough, General Flynn, Kash Patel, et cetera. And then finally, I really do recommend that you schedule a consultation, or what I would call a checkup from the neck up. And on part two of today's show, I'm gonna play audio so you can hear Rick Rule explaining to you about the implementation of central bank digital currencies. But you really owe it to your family and to yourself to schedule a consultation with Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Or if there's another company that you like and trust, I just happen to work with Andrew Sorcini. And so I really do strongly endorse Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That's who I buy precious metals from. And if you'll use promo code MELK when you go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, that gives you another opportunity to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour. So again, the operative word or the key phrase is MELK. Use the phrase MELK Okay, when you're scheduling your consultation with Beverly Hills Precious Metals or requesting a ticket for the Reawaken America Tour. Mel, I'm going to give you the final 30 seconds there. A lot of information we covered, and on part two of today's show, we're going to do a deep dive into the CBDCs so people can understand the mechanics of that. What's the final word you want to share with our listeners out there that are taking notes?
Right. Well, I just want to share that, look, all the attacks, people have to understand, this is not new. This goes back to biblical times. We are in a spiritual war. This is about total control by people who are losing control. I know a lot of people are demoralized, dehumanized, feeling all of that. First thing you can do is get together with great patriots. Come to Nevada. Come to join us at the ranch. Have fun. There's 5,000 people there. I'm bringing my great friend, Roseanne, who's going to make us all laugh, and Brewer, and there's music and fun and lots of great people there. Everyone's very accessible. I say first get around your tribe, because your tribe is bigger than people think. I am telling you right now that we, the people of the United States, have had it. We are the majority, and everything that's happening right now are desperate attempts. As I always say, it's not sustainable development goals. It's sustainable for the elite billionaire oligarchs that run the world, not for we, the people. We have to reject all of their globalist stuff. We have to stand up and say, this is the United States of America. The real goal here, even with the financial system, is to end the sovereignty of this nation, to erase the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They are looking to get a 2024 one-party system. What people need to know and explain to their Democratic friends who still believe that there is not a uniparty and that they are on the side of good is that that is not true. The one-party system that they want in 2024, when they believe that they will be able to steal the election again, is global. It will be a globalist one-party system come 2024 that Joe Biden has already signed off on. In fact, I had on the great Trevor Loudon, who will explain to you that Joe Biden's been in on it since the 70s. So he was not picked by accident. This is all by design. And we, the people of the United States, have to stand for our sovereignty, our liberty, our justice, our future, our children, and the future of the world and this nation to remain free, have liberty, and our own desires met, our own potential met, and God being at the center. So please know, come see us in Vegas. Please go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. I also want to stress with that, since you gave me the ability, I'm very good friends with Andrew Sorcini personally in real life. Clay and I both are. Pick him on purpose, because so many people come back to me after they go to other places, and I've gone to other places and looked around. Andrew takes the time. He hired a whole staff. So it doesn't matter how much you have. If you know nothing, you're a novice, which I was when I met him 3 years ago. If you have an IRA, 401k, you're putting away money for your heirs, you're putting away money for college, whatever it is, just weather the storm smart. Between now and 2024, we got a lot of work to do. I believe God will be intervening more than ever. Be a warrior for God. Be fearless. Courage is contagious. But make sure between now and then you prepare. A lot of that has to do with making sure your money is safe. Whatever you've earned in your life, whatever you're leaving behind, whatever you've made, make sure that it's safe. And right now, the safest bet, in my opinion, what I'm doing, silver and gold in a vault. It's all insured, all of that. But please go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. You can use Mel K. Andrew's a good friend of both of ours in real life. We don't just know him as a partner in this game. We know him as a patriot and a friend. So thank you, Clay, for having me. Look forward to your big piece after this on the central bank digital currency. My friends, please know that this is not American. None of what is going on is American. This is a globalist takeover, not just of our nation. I've had on people from Germany. I've had on people from Monaco, from Greece, from Spain, from Israel. This is a globalist cabal takeover of all of us. And guess what? The good news is there's 8 billion of us and about 7,000 of them. And at the end of the day, God always wins, and he is in the game, and you're going to see God a lot more. Just make sure that you are fighting on the front lines for God and country every single day, because you matter. Thank you.
Amen and amen. Mel K, thank you so much for carving out time. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Well, the U.S. dollar continues its downward trajectory, artificially held up right now by all of this fake money. So there are people out there like, the dollar is fine. while the underlying fundamentals are absolutely collapsing. Just look at Italy, over the past few days announcing its intention to want to join and settle transactions using the Russian ruble in the BRICS nations, wanting to move away from the US dollar. They now are added to a list of other countries who are trying to move away quickly from the US dollar to settle transactions. They see the writing on the wall. For all of this and more, we wanted to bring in the CEO of Lear Capital, Kevin DeMeritt, who follows this very, very closely, obviously knee-deep in the precious metals space, seeing what's happening with gold and silver and watching this destruction of the U.S. dollar. Kevin, great to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on, Clayton.
So I want to talk about this expansion of BRICS first, because I think there's this total cognitive dissonance in the United States. Really, the mainstream media is ignoring this story. But here you have major U.S. allies in Europe now saying, U.S. dollar, the time has come and gone. What do you say about this?
Well, I think they're right. You know, a lot of these countries are saying that the U.S. government has weaponized the U.S. dollar against Russia and, with war and political reasons. And they don't want to be stuck in the same situation. They're looking for something that has value, that isn't getting printed left, right, and center. And this BRICS currency has a lot of implications that could absolutely crush the dollar. And I'm going to say one thing. If this happens, it will be the biggest wealth transfer from nation to another nation I think we've ever seen in the history of the world.
Wow. And how do you mean in terms of my moving away from... Well, I've heard it in terms of oil transactions, right? So if we take away the amount of oil settled in U.S. dollars, it is an absolute kneecapping of the U.S. economy. And where the wealth then flows is, of course, into Asia. It's into Russia. It's into the Middle East and away from the U.S. dollar. Is that how you see it transferring?
No, you know, when I first got into this business, I was in international banking. So trade is a big part of how a currency gets valued. So think about this for a second. The BRICS countries want to back this currency, the BRICS currency, by gold, some portion of gold. So let's just say for a second that we're going to trade with the United States and these other countries with just gold. To make a point here, we're just going to use gold. The United States last year had a $960 billion trade deficit. So if we were using gold, we would be $1 trillion less gold in the United States and $1 trillion worth of gold in those other countries, which is exactly what's going to happen if you use this BRICS currency. It's backed by gold. I need to buy the BRICS currency. I need to then give more of the BRICS currency, which is backed by gold, to those countries. They've accumulated gold, and we've lost basically $1 trillion worth of gold. That wealth transfer is the greatest, you know, scheme that these nations could have ever thought of. And think about it, Russia, China, and India, they absolutely love gold. They would love to be able to transfer and use this as an economic unit of transfer, because they're just accumulating the gold and we're losing ours. Brilliant idea, and it crushes the US dollar. Now think about this for a second. It's backed by gold, meaning that if I issue more of that currency, I've got to back more of it by more gold, which pushes the gold price up, which pushes that currency up, and our paper dollar is going to look like crap, and the whole value just absolutely goes away. We will get repatriated back trillions of dollars of U.S. currency back to the United States, and inflation will go through the roof.
Wow.
It's absolutely brilliant.
I hadn't thought of it in those terms before, and you're right, the repatriation. So as China wants to get rid of the greenbacks, saying, here we are, we're turning in these U.S. Treasury bonds, we're getting rid of this, all of these countries are getting rid of it, and it's coming back to the United States, and we're sitting there saying, well, this currency is not backed by gold, it's backed by debt. The United States, what is it backed by in the United States? And so now we're sitting on all of this fake paper money, all of this artificially created cash in the United States that's not backed by gold. And then in many ways it becomes worthless. What will it be backed by in the United States? I mean, am I missing something?
No. This ploy by the BRICS countries is absolutely fantastic. We're going to take your gold, we're going to take something of value, and we're going to send you toys and cars and everything that depreciates, and we're going to grab all the real wealth, right? The tangible asset, we're going to grab that wealth. But if you take it one step further, I believe that the U.S. government sees this coming, and we better get to a digital currency where we can start manipulating values much easier than we can with the paper side of it. So I think this is just one step closer to, hey, we need to be able to do something with this worthless currency. Let's take away a zero. I mean, countries around the world have done it for years and years and years. So if it gets too bad, a digital currency would be a way to do it easy, where paper, not so much.
No, that's brilliant, because, and that's what we're moving to. And guys watching this right now, what Kevin is saying is absolutely spot on. So the reason the Fed is moving towards a digital bank central currency, and they've been doing this slowly, we just heard the details here about how this is going to be rolled out from the banking sector, right? And it was a slow roll. They've been planning this since 2015. Right, we're going to shift over to the central bank digital currency. Everything will be digital. We'll provide maybe perhaps a universal basic income, but we will track everything you do. It will be Fed backed. It will not be from the banks. It'll be Fed backed, an unelected group that's going to be providing you with money. It'll be artificial. It'll be digital. It will not be tied to gold. We can print it as much as we want. We can create as many zeros as we want, because it's all fake. And it's all controlled by the Fed. And that's exactly what we're moving towards.
That's right. It's the perfect thing to do if you believe that the US dollar is going to take a hit by, you know, these countries that want to back, you know, this by gold. And here's what I look for, Clayton, when I invest are tipping points. Where's a tipping point that takes you from one thing to the next? You know, the dot-com happened in 2000, and then it took another 10 years before the internet really took off. What's happening here with this currency? You're not talking about a country like Tanzania. You're talking about countries that have 3.3 billion people. You've got those five countries, India, China, Russia, Brazil, South Africa, 3.3 billion people, 40% of the entire population of the world, and they want to move to this currency. You're getting close to 50% as a tipping point when you start adding in all the other countries like Italy and, you know, the European countries that you brought up. You hit 50% of the people that says, I'm done with the US dollar. There's your tipping point. And you better understand what's going to happen when that happens. When you're no longer the international reserve currency, your investing commodities become much more tough to track, and things can get expensive. Inflation in other countries goes through the roof when you don't have that status.
Well, you guys, of course, deal in silver and gold on a regular basis. This is your... but you're also a big fan of real estate, tangible assets. You and I are both on the same page with that. Like, we invest in real estate, we invest in gold, and we invest in silver. Natalie and I are big believers in all three of those things. When you see, I mean, we see the demand right now, silver pushing up, I think it's over $25 right now, $25. So there's increasing demand. We have, I think we had Bank of America with a price target for gold of like $2,500 an ounce. We're at like $1,900 an ounce. Oh, 3,000. Yeah, 3,000. That's right. Yeah, I was even saying 25. Yeah, $3,000 an ounce. So, where do you see things happening right now with the supply of gold and silver and the demand for tangible assets like that?
You know, to me, right now, silver is absolutely on sale. Hard to get in big quantities. You know, 2-3 years ago, we could get larger quantities, but since the pandemic, you know, the silver supply has really kind of gone down. And there's a couple of reasons. To me, silver is the best double play investment, you know, that I can find. And what I mean by that is that in a good economy, the silver being used in solar, which is just absolutely skyrocketing. We had about 5% of the silver supply being used in solar in 2015. We're up to 15%, and looks like it's going to go even higher. You have silver and water treatment plants. So, you know, solar, water treatment plants, medicine, and all the other industrial applications. So if the economy does well, and we're wrong, then silver demand should still go through the roof, and silver looks inexpensive at $25 an ounce. But if we start having these situations that we're talking about with the dollar, the economy goes into a recession, we already know silver can go to $49 or $50 an ounce, because that's exactly what it did in 2008. So to me, it's just a great investment for a portion of someone's portfolio that can play both sides of the economy at this particular point. There's just not that many investments out there like that.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I'm such a big fan of it. And that's why Natalie and I just made a big purchase of silver a few weeks ago. So absolutely a big play. I know it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with these BRICS nations, how many more start coming forward here and realizing the writing's on the wall.
Obviously, if you contract cancer, that is of more concern to you than central bank digital currencies. But I actually do believe that the potential impact on humankind from a central bank digital currency could and would be worse than the cumulative impact of cancer on humankind. The idea that governments, which from my point of view are too powerful and too inclined to war and too inclined to abuse today, would have a tool that would allow them to eliminate people's savings, people's medium of exchange, people's wealth, if those people didn't behave in the way that the big thinkers wanted, is terrifying. The combination of the fairly well-documented social scoring being undertaken now in the People's Republic of China with the ability of central bank digital currencies with built-in features that make them cancelable is absolutely scary. Remember, not too long ago, Daniela, Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada decided that people who had made contributions to a group that was opposed to him politically, the truckers of Canada, should have their bank accounts, their brokerage accounts, and some of their insurance products seized.
They're constantly monitored by facial recognition cameras that are able to instantly put a face to a name. Now, the Chinese are also ranked, given a mark out of a possible 950 points. A score in the 700s is considered good. Around the 500 mark is not. For now, the number is a sort of bank credit rating, keeping track of everyone's spending habits.
I think being ranked is a good thing. A society has to have rules.
It forces us to be well-behaved.
It may seem scary, but it's just like that here. We're used to it, and anyway, we don't have a choice.
I'm hoping people wake up enough to at least slow it down. Because these people are pushing in a very obvious and very specific direction. They want digital currency, centralized digital currency that they control. And they want to get everybody on a social credit score system. They'll probably connect it to some sort of a vaccine app. Or if you want to travel around, all they would need is another pandemic to try to push that through. And they're already talking about that. It's very spooky. Because when you look into the history of this lab and them funding it and this getting out and the way they responded to it, the whole thing is so scary because it was effective. It was effective and very, very financially effective. I mean, they made a lot of
Yeah.
And if they could do something similar again and then clamp down more on people, that's what scares me. This talk of centralized digital currency, that's what they have in China. If you in China and you get a bad social credit score because you tweeted something they didn't like, now you can't buy a plane ticket. Now you can't buy a car. Now you can't get a loan. Now you can't do something. You step the f***ing line and people self-censor because they don't want to be a part of that. And now they got you.
Yep, they got you. Once you self-censor,
yeah,
got you where they want you.
Yeah,
you
we know that they were involved in Twitter. We know that the government was involved in silencing different voices. You know, they stopped that Hunter Biden laptop story from getting out before the election. It's so obviously dirty.
I did a record called Everything's Corrupt. And it is when you really look around, man. It's like, Where is the people that's doing the right thing?
Yeah.
You know, where they at?
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
C CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
They started their CBDC. Gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
The BRICS group is set to introduce a new currency backed by gold, in contrast to the credit-backed US dollar, with countries lining up to join the growing initiative.
The BRICS countries are planning to introduce a new trading currency, which will be backed by gold. More and more countries recently expressed desire to join BRICS.
The one final note I will make is that if you think about the benefits of digital money, there are huge potential gains. It's not just about digital forms of physical currency. You can have programmability, you know, units of central bank currency with expiry dates. You could have, as I argue in my book, a potentially better, and some people might see it, or a darker world where the government decides that units of central bank money can be used to purchase some things, but not other things that it deems less desirable, like, say, ammunition or drugs or pornography or something of the sort. And that is very powerful in terms of the use of a CBDC, and I think also extremely dangerous for central banks. Because ultimately, if you have different units of central bank money with different characteristics, or if you use central bank money as a conduit for economic policies in a very targeted way, or more broadly for social policies, that could really affect the integrity of central bank money and the integrity and independence of central banks. So there are wonderful notions of things that can be done with digital money, but again, I fear that technology could take us to a better place, but equally has the potential to take us to a pretty dark place.
A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability.
The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary The Princes of the Yen about the Japanese central bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden in May.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. Right. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it and it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
They started their CBDC. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Wallet Moore says the $300 chip is the size of a grain of rice. You'd most likely have it implanted in your hand, and once it's activated, you can use it at a checkout by just swiping your hand over the card reader.
I want people to go read Executive Order 14067. Executive Order 14067, signed by Uncle Joe, the 8th of March of 2022, and it went into effect 13 December 2022.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
China's taken over, and China, you know, I heard a couple of people say, well, the dollar will never lose the dollar standard. Are they kidding?
Now the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have announced plans to develop a new currency.
My name is General Mike Flynn, and I want everyone to know that I stand fully behind Beverly Hills Precious Metals and its owner, Andrew Sorcini.
Since my name is Cash, I am constantly worried about inflation. But to secure your cash going forward,
Buy into gold and silver today. And you know who shares that ethos? Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Go to bh-pm.com today so you can go buy in gold and silver and secure your family's future. bh-pm.com. Call Beverly Hills Precious Metals, get your consultation, buy into gold and silver, just like I'm doing today, and help secure your family's future. Because it's all about educating yourself. And that's the value, whether you go with Beverly Hills Precious Metals or not. It's a free consultation that gives your family options for financial security going into the future. So that's why you should call BeverlyHillsPreciousMetals.com for a free consultation today.
All right, folks, the Box Fan Plan is no longer needed. We're bringing the Reawaken America Tour Las Vegas, Nevada indoors, baby. We've got a climate-controlled, beautiful facility that we are building at the beautiful Craig Ranch, which is 7 miles north of the Trump International Hotel. So if you're there and you want it to go well and you don't like the Box Fan Plan, I get it. We now have a climate-controlled indoor facility that will be constructed and built there at the Craig Ranch, 7 miles north of Trump International Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. So stay at the Trump International, Las Vegas, Nevada, and then you'll be staying in a climate controlled facility located there at a Craig Ranch. And one good thing you can do, though, if you did buy a Box Fan, a great vocal exercise that I like to do before every show is this.
La, 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 Luke. Luke, I am your father.
Psst, ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. People actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
You can't make this up.
Now, we're taking the God-fearing, revival-starting Reawaken America tour into Sin City. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are taking the God-fearing Reawaken America tour to Las Vegas, Nevada on August 25th and 26th. General Flynn and Team America will be taking the Reawaken America tour to Las Vegas, Nevada. And the Patriots will be staying together at Trump International Hotel, Las Vegas, located at 2000 Fashion Show Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, with zip code 89109 if you want to send them a letter. And yes, Alex Jones will be live and in person at the Reawaken America Tour, Las Vegas, Nevada. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, put it on your calendar. Get those tickets right now. August 25th and 26th, Eric Trump, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mel Kay, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, Seth Holhouse, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Leon Benjamin. We're all taking the Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's going to be August 25th and 26th. Thus far on the Reawaken America Tour, we've featured Dr. Dave Martin, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, Sean Foyt, Karen Kingston, Chad Prather, Julie Green, Dr. Alan Keyes, Mickey Willis, Roger Stone, Dr. Richard Bartlett, and hundreds of patriotic speakers that you know, including Pastor Leon Benjamin, Thomas Renz, Sidney Powell, Jim Caviezel, Donald J. Trump Jr., Peter Navarro, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Bill Gates, and the godless globalists have their annual meeting called the World Economic Forum at Davos. But we that reject the Great Reset have the Reawaken America Tour coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. Get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. We have scholarship pricing to make these events affordable for everybody. Every Reawaken America Tour event has sold out, so request those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. It's time2freeamerica.com. Or for faster service, you can send me a personal text to 918-851-0102. It's 918-851-0102. And to be bilingually sensitive, that's 918-851-0102. So many people always ask, you know, what can I do to help fight back to save this nation? Jordan, you meet people at the Reawaken America Tour. Are people looking for ways to get involved?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And so one thing I would encourage everybody to do, if you're out there today and you're saying, I want to get involved. I want to support the Reawaken America Tour. What can I do? One thing you can do is if you will go to mypillow.com and buy anything at all. I mean, you can buy whatever you want to buy. You don't have to buy my recommendations. And frankly, you know, I don't buy a lot of domestic products. I mean, my wife, you know, buys sheets and towels and all these sorts of things. I don't do that. I think the last time I bought a towel was the last time I did a MyPillow commercial. But I would say, if you want to support the Reawaken America Tour, you just go up here to MyPillow.com and use promo code Clay. So that's promo code Clay, C-L-A-Y, and buy anything using promo code Clay. And that does two things. One, it supports Mike Lindell and the great work he's doing to expose election fraud. And two, it helps the Reawaken America Tour. Because right now, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can see I'm still involved in this ongoing litigation where the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, Eric Coomer, he actually is coming after me personally and the tour for defamation. The idea is that he believes that the Reawaken America Tour has hurt his reputation. Now, this is the same Eric Coomer who ran a moving vehicle into a parked building during the middle of the day while intoxicated.
Wow. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Hi guys, Mel Kay here. I'm very excited to be here with my partners at My Daily Choice because we are super excited about our CBD line. It keeps growing. I am a big fan of these patriots that are out there. They are producing this in America. They ship it from America. It is totally pure. It is the best I've found. After the last 2 years, guys, of the medical industrial complex and us watching this unfold, we have to realize that natural remedies, things that come from God, are actually the best medicine. What are you guys finding out there from people that respond to you and from how you're using it and what it's doing for your life?
Well, it's changed our lives in a lot of ways. For her, sleep is one thing, mood, overall general health, just so many things. The reason that works that way is because we all have an endocannabinoid system, which none of us were taught. No. I wasn't taught it in grad school. And it's there to give us homeostasis or balance in our bodies. It controls the other 10 body systems. Wow. So no wonder none of us felt too good, you know? So we hear all kinds of stories all every day about what it's doing for people.
Yeah, and for me especially, I too, it's great for me for sleep, but also for mood, for kind of staying even keel with energy all day without the ups and downs. And I know I also have had many experiences with different products that you have. The coffee is great. There's a makeup line. I mean, this is an amazing product and I really want everyone to go check it out. You can go to the partners page at the Mel Kay Show and you can see the link to My Daily Choice. And we are very excited to get our health back, to go into this next phase of the awakening and have some great products to use while we're getting on our A game to go back into the summer. So thank you so much, guys. And I will see you next time. And everyone, please go check out the Mel Kay Show at Partners and find the My Daily Choice tab and go check out all the products. There's so many products, you won't even believe it. I really appreciate it. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.